Can you imagine turning on a podcast and the first thing you hear is like just a nasty fart?
What the heck? Like you pre-record it and then you insert it like as it starts.
Like the one that I ripped off at Danza one day?
Yeah.
What if it was just like super wet though? Like a full sharp mode, leave your underwear in the bathroom.
That would be hilarious. You would have to keep that as like the outro every episode.
What would you do if you sharted in a public place?
Go to the nearest restroom and throw them hose in the toilet and
would
flush
you?
Them. Yep.
So my plan of attack when I did it at Buffalo Wild Wings when I was younger
yeah.
was the right plan of attack.
Exactly. But I'm flushing them, dude.
You can't flush those?
I don't care. I'm getting out of there, too.
Dude,
I'm not going to be
the
one to blame.
You're
going to
stop the toilet up. You're going to make even more of a mess.
But I won't be there anymore. And some of these toilets have some better suction than these Harry Hine hose.
Oh, my gosh.
They just go, done. It would be gone.
Dude.
I wouldn't have to worry about it.
I can't believe you just said that.
Okay. Pretty sure the people that listen
You mean the people
worse.
That are listening to the podcast right now? Because we're live. Baby, welcome back to...
The Rational Podcast.
Garage Noise Buckus. We're going to talk about this the whole entire time. Garage is this Buckus is called... The Garage Noise!
We got Macho Man as a guest today.
My name's Ben, a.k.a. the Vendor God. A.k.a. La Goat.
La Goat. My name's Rio, a.k.a.
Le Sheep.
The Ghost. Because you hear me, but you can't see me. Oh, that's clever.
Or your name could be a.k.a. Insomniac.
Yeah. A.k.a. Late Notice.
Yeah, that's true. I have another word for that. But
I give up. I can't find it, dude.
So I remember this episode of Mighty Car Mods where they
I haven't seen them in a long time.
Where they took a VW Beetle
uh-huh.
and they wanted to like double the horsepower or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And they put it on this dyno and the guy that was running the dyno was like, "Yeah, it makes so little horsepower that we don't even need to strap it down. Like
oh my
just put
gosh.
just put chocks in front of the wheels."
Dang, that's sad. That is too funny.
I was like, oh my gosh.
These are your boys from back home.
La Malaland.
I haven't seen them in forever, dude.
I love this show, man.
Yeah. They have like tutorials from things that you'll never find on other tutorials. Like, that's why I used to love watching them.
I don't even watch it for the tutorials.
I did.
I just watch it because, I don't know, I like seeing stuff get put together.
Right, yeah. And they definitely do a lot of stuff, dude. They do a lot of custom stuff, too.
I follow...
For being two dudes that are just two dudes.
I follow this YouTube page called... I think it's called My Mechanics, but the dude is in, like, Sweden or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he literally just restores old stuff, like, old tools and stuff like that. So he takes it all apart and then, like, sandblasts it.
Sick.
Like, even makes new parts.
Yeah.
Like, makes them from scratch.
That's pretty sick.
And I love watching those videos. They're so satisfying.
Yeah.
Look, it's not even strapped down.
Dude, what I like to watch on YouTube, like what I can get lost in is the restorations on like random stuff.
Yeah.
Like old World War I lighter and all types of stuff like that. I can get lost in that stuff for hours.
What's the longest you've fell into a YouTube black hole?
Whenever I started watching TJ Hunt.
Yeah.
Yes. I was just like every single video for years, every single upload, I would watch it right away.
Oh my God.
I was like those guys that were like first on the comment section trying to be there. But yeah, I haven't watched any actual YouTubers in a long time now, like almost a year. I just get on there now because I'm bored all the time.
Do you ever get into like those, well, what's really called the YouTube black hole is when you start watching one video and then it leads to something completely different, and
you just
like 5 hours later you're on like, like a way different subject.
Yeah, like the recommended, the next video that comes up, you're like, ooh, what is this? I need to know.
That's how I found that My Mechanics channel is, I was like watching something and then something else came up and then like freaking Dr. Phil came up. And I was like, yeah, these people are crazy on Dr. Phil. I'll watch this.
What the
heck? Yeah. And then it went to something else and then it ended up on like My Mechanics. And I was like, whoa, this is cool. But it's like dead silent. There's no like background noise or anything. Like no background music.
Heck? It's just sped up and you can just hear the shit.
It's not even sped up.
What the heck, dude? That's boring.
It's cool.
It's,
I like it.
Pretty long though, right?
Yeah, they're like 20-minute videos. Like 20, 30 minutes.
The one thing I like to do is find super long videos, dude, and just watch them straight through, because there's just like time consumers.
It's like an episode of a TV show.
Yeah, for sure. With no commercials. Unless they have an ad.
Oh, I'm blind. So I'm dragging ass today because I built a fence this weekend.
As soon as I let it go, watch. I told you. Yeah, dude, his fence in his backyard is officially brand new.
Finally.
2020.
My dumb neighbor didn't want to pay for half of it. He told me, you build one half, I'll build the other half. And I was like, so I just told him, okay. And I went home. And then my stepdad came over and he was like, nah, we're going to build the whole fence. And I was like, all right, whatever. So we built the whole fence in 2 days.
Pretty fast.
It took like a whole day to let the concrete set for the posts. So that's what took the longest. If we didn't have to wait for that to happen, we could have had it all done in one day.
Yeah. And then the fire pit, how long did it take to dig that up? 30 minutes?
Yeah, like an hour to get it all like dug up, stamped out, and then bricked up. Which I probably should go get some more bricks.
I like that. I've always wanted like a little in-ground fire pit.
Yeah, me too. I built that for Connie.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Yes. Oh.
Jesus. Well, we can get rid of that.
Throw it in the garbage. Why? I don't know why he wears his beanies like that. Looks like the end of a condom. Stuff,
dude. When it's too big. That's where I catch it. I need that little part at the end. The instructions said to keep that.
Have you ever read the instructions on a condom?
Yeah, I have, because I was like, how do you actually use these? Funny, I don't even have kids running around. No, but I was just like, well, I just wanted to see, and they said to leave that little freaking bubble at the end. You shouldn't just like put it all the way on. I was like, oops. You know your
What'd
boy
you do
can't
that
read.
Motion for like you're putting on a trash boy, bag or something.
Because your boy got the two hands.
Yeah, sure. Two hands because you're trying to fit it over your balls too.
Let me get it over these balls and then get this rubber band in there.
Yo, I told somebody about that part of the 40-year-old virgin at work the other day. You know when he's sitting there with Kat Dennings, right?
Uh huh.
And he says, I heard, or my friend heard a rumor that if you don't use it, you'll lose it. Is that true?
So dumb. 40 years old, this dude's wondering if it's true. Because oh, I really don't want to lose it.
I think Vice did a story on, like, an actual 40-year-old virgin.
He got laid right after that aired.
Probably. Some prostitute probably came out to him.
That's exactly what I was fixing to
say. $5, I got you.
I got $5.
No, and wait till I'm in love.
What's wrong with that, huh? What is wrong with that?
I lost mine to a hoe.
So did I. I regret it.
Now she's married and got two kids.
Is she the same chick that I was with? So no. Does she. She married the guy she cheated on me for. That's at least it worked out.
Oh no, this dude was like way after. That the dude she married was the first kid I ever got into a fight with.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang, what a punch in the back.
And he tried to like sucker punch me from behind. He tried to like run up on me as I was getting into my friend's truck. my friend's dad's truck.
What an a-hole. I got to punch him while he's not looking because this is the only one on the end. Yeah.
Now he's married to the girl that I used to go out with, and she has my initials tattooed on her.
Dang. Well, at least you got the last laugh.
How my dick taste?
Yeah. How does it taste? Yeah, the chick that I was with, my first girlfriend, that lasted 3 months, she cheated on me the whole 3 months.
Dang.
I remember telling you that in my little story time thing, but the whole 3 months she was cheating on me, and they got married, and they have two kids, so at least it worked out. But I hope something happens to their kids.
Hope their kids are born with some disease. Hope they get coronavirus.
I was going to say, I hope they get coronavirus.
People are really freaking out about this coronavirus stuff, man.
Dude. Like, we haven't survived every other virus.
It's just convenient that it's happening now.
Yeah.
Like, come on,
it's
man.
It's retarded stuff, dude.
I don't know much about it, because honestly,
I haven't looked up anything, because I don't care.
Honestly, like, I wash my hands after I use the bathroom, so.
Right.
I'm Gucci, but, you know.
How do you get it? Like, how did this come up?
Apparently, like, it's airborne. Like, uh-huh. Apparently, it's like the flu. The same, like, you get it the same way you get, like, the flu. So, what the heck? But, yeah, I don't know what, like, the damage.
Like, how did this come out of nowhere?
It came from China.
Yeah, I know that, but, like, it was just invented out of someone's sneeze? Like, oh, shoot, I just invented a virus because I'm half superhero.
I don't know.
And I have different germs in my body. Ooh, an adapter plate for the trans. Men in Black.
Coronavirus. Here we go.
You're going to forget everything you're going to say if it goes off. Watch, I'm going to let it go and it's going to go off. Never mind.
Dang. Even the Louvre closed its doors in fear of the coronavirus. Whoa.
Uh-oh.
Coronavirus are large family of viruses that cause illnesses ranging from common cold to more severe disease. Today's my first day. More severe diseases such as Middle East Respiratory Syndrome.
The heck?
Which is MERS-CoV. And severe acute respiratory syndrome, SARS, a novel coronavirus, NCoV, is a new strain that has not been previously identified in humans. Hmm. Oh. Coronaviruses are zoonotic, meaning they are transmitted between animals and people. So somebody was fucking with an animal.
Oh, man.
And got a coronavirus. So it's kind of like SARS, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Common signs of infection include respiratory symptoms, fever, cough, shortness of breath, and breathing difficulties. In more severe cases, infection can cause pneumonia, severe acute respiratory syndrome, kidney failure, and even death. But the flu can cause death, too, can
it?
Yeah,
it can, dude, because people have died from the flu recently.
So what is, like, how many people have died because of coronavirus?
Apparently 100 a day in China for a while.
Well, there's also 1 billion people that live in China.
Right. And how do we know it wasn't a way of getting the freaking population to go down?
Well, you saw everything that's been happening in Hong Kong, right?
No.
So Hong Kong was, like, an experiment, right? For China,
mm-hmm.
to basically they were like the free nation of China, because otherwise China is like a dictatorship. And now the Chinese government's like, no, we're done with this.
Mm-hmm.
You're a part of China. You're gonna be your government's gonna be the same way that the Chinese government is.
Right.
And then that's when all the protests started happening, and it became, like, world news.
Yeah.
And then the coronavirus started.
Oh, convenient.
So maybe it's population control?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That's a easy way for them to get Hong Kong back.
Right.
Hong Kong. Can I help you with something?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Go ahead. Finish your text message.
Oh, my God.
We're not doing a podcast or anything that you that you weren't late for already. Passive aggressiveness.
I am finished, Benjamin. Dear Boo.
Man, I should put out an ad. Seeking new podcast hosts.
To sit next to Rio. Because I know he ain't replacing me.
Don't need it. If anybody has a safe they would like to donate, we'll take that so we can put lock Rio's phone in it.
Oh my gosh.
Before the podcast.
In a clear box. So I'm just like.
Anxiety. Oh, I need to answer it.
Just make fun of the mental health guy.
No, that you don't get to use that. You don't get. That's not a crutch you get to use.
I just did.
No, I don't accept it. So, I'm gonna keep making fun of you.
Fine, just lose all your listeners.
Okay.
Sounded like a robot.
We started with zero listeners, so I'm fine with going back. Right. I ain't squirt.
Have you actually finished these pretzels yet, or is this the same
it's
one?
It's the same.
Dude.
Because I forget about them.
As much as people say, oh, these are bum, they never finish them. They're afraid to be the one that eats all of them.
They only
but
get
in reality,
like
just
handles.
Eat all of them.
Yeah. Maybe we should throw them away, though.
I know. I mean, we're probably going to create a new virus here.
Because people have been like reaching in there with their hands.
Yes. Yeah, they may be going into the mulch.
Yeah.
Same color.
No.
Yes.
The mulch is red.
Yeah, look at those. They're like pretty close to red when they're chopped up like little pieces. They'll look red.
It's all brown, even on the inside.
That part's true, yeah.
The peanut butter.
Bennett Burter. So how was yesterday?
Dude, it sucked, man. It's just a lot of work because we started like 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I know.
And the day before that, I started at 10:30, 11, something like that.
Uh-huh.
In the morning. And yesterday, we went till like 5 o'clock, I think. And the day before that, about the same.
What I young.
So, it was definitely an experience. I never built a fence before.
I've done that before, and it definitely sucks.
It was a lot more involved than I thought it would be.
I think the worst, like, manual labor I've ever done was, like, at the deer lease making fences. That's way worse, dude. Good God. I mean, I grew up on a ranch, but, like, it's just long. And then you have to have certain tools. If you're doing it the right way, you have to have a certain tool for barbed wire and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, like, I don't know, dude. It's, like, three tools in one little plier-looking thing. It's pretty sweet. It's easy, but, like, it's just a long process.
I used to do commercial roofing, and that job sucks, too, because you get sunburned real easy.
I bet, dude.
With what we were doing, because we would do, it's called TPO.
Uh-huh.
It's, like, a white vinyl membrane-infused.
So it's just, like, tanning all day.
Yeah. Jeez. And I'm real white, so it's, like, I needed to wear, like, a dang face mask or something.
Right. A mirror, a chrome mask.
All that you can see is my eyeballs. That's it.
It's the white ninja. So, I don't know if it's a surprise, but what did y'all plan for Connie's birthday? Like, is that something y'all talk about beforehand, or y'all just like, hey, you want to just go out to eat? Not like the surprise stuff that you might have planned, but like, what's something that y'all are gonna do?
Oh.
Y'all have like a tradition, like, hey, we're going to this place again because it's our favorite place.
I don't know yet.
Oh.
I got 13 days figured out.
13 days.
Who's that?
I heard that too.
Hold on.
Whoa now. What the heck's going on?
Okay, we're back. That took a whole half a second.
Yep, for y'all.
I literally just did a fender roll. And Rio jerked somebody off. I mean, jumped a car.
Jumped a car, like Kobe.
R.I.P. Kobe.
R.I.P.
Yeah. Fun fact, that car that I just worked on,
yeah,
he won that car in a raffle.
Makes sense now. Because I was like, got a few things done to it.
Yeah. He's got like three or four other ones.
Hmm.
He really loves those.
I can see now.
It was a Holden.
Really?
Yeah.
Sweet, sweet.
Like a legit one, apparently.
But left-hand drive?
Yeah. I don't know.
Australia. That's right hand. Oh, well. He converted it.
Who cares? It was cool. It's nice.
Mm-hmm.
But he won it in a raffle in Houston.
Pretty random.
So apparently the state of Texas thinks that a Pontiac G8 is worth $6,500.
Oh, shit.
And that's the amount that he had to pay taxes on when he won it in a raffle.
Dang, dude.
That's nothing, dude. That's like a couple $100 for the taxes.
Makes you wonder, like, when you win these cars, it's like, wait, what do I have to pay?
Well, that's why, like, it's great whenever they give you
the cash,
too.
Right. Because it's like, well, here, pay this off.
You use that cash to pay the tax. Well, you got to pay the cashes on the, you got to pay the taxes on the cash, too. But still, you give me $20,000 in cash, I could pay,
I'm pretty covered,
you know, whatever, 30% of that, and then use the rest of the money to pay for the taxes on the car, too, and have a little bit left over.
To go eat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's life. That's what we do. That's what happens. These things are happening here. I got another appointment in 45 minutes.
Let's wrap this up. So I called Angel, so shout out to you, Angel. You're probably, this is a weird thing because this won't be dropped today, but I called Angel about the issue with my friend's car. He told me it could be the starter. That's what I was thinking too, because my Honda's doing the same thing that her car was doing, right? Long story short, we got the car running, so.
What happened?
So she was driving right here on Shady Grove, right? So she was driving, and then the car just like shut off. And first thing I was thinking was either battery or the oil. And so whenever she pulled over into the parking for the gas station at the end of the street, the intersection, I was like, so what happened? Like, what actually happened? And she's like, well, it just shut off. And so I coasted in here. And so I was like, okay, well, let me see. Try to turn it on. So she tried to turn it on. And it was just doing like a, and everything's turning on inside the car, right? So I was like, okay, it's not the battery. And she's like, well, yeah, because I was just driving it. So that too. But I was like, okay, well, so I checked the oil. The oil was fresh. It was like brand new. She said she just got that changed. And so I was like, okay, well, let me see something. And so I went in the car.
I already know what the problem is.
Yeah, well, I didn't. So long story short, we started messing around with all the other things that I was thinking about. And then I was looking for the starter. And the starter's underneath the battery tray and a TL. And so I was like, well, all right, I'm not going to be able to do that right here. And so long story short, she just like moved the wheel to center for some reason and turned it, and it turned on. I was like, what the heck? I don't know how that happens, but Angel, there's your new knowledge, because I didn't even know, but apparently that did something because it just turned right on. Like,
it sounds like she might have been out of gas.
Mm-hmm.
Did you look in her gas gauge?
No.
It sounds like she might have been out of gas, and then whenever she tried to start it again, it kicked the reserve tank on. Either that or the alternator is dead.
Something, right?
Because your car will not shut off while you're driving it if the battery is dead.
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to tell you that right now.
Okay.
Unless it's running on battery power. And the only reason it would run on battery power is if your alternator dies. Because your car, once you start your car runs off the alternator. Mm-hmm. And the alternator charges the battery at the same time. But if the alternator dies, then your car's on battery power. Battery power only lasts so long.
Mm-hmm.
So then your car will shut off. So it'll seem, oh, my battery's dead. And you can jump it and it'll run for a while.
Uh-huh.
But it's not going to run for very long.
Okay. I told her whenever she left, I said, you might want to at least go to like some shop or something, just have them check everything, because if it happens again, you're probably just going to be stuck somewhere.
Toast.
Yeah.
Get roasted on the highway.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Satellite mechanics.
So yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Was on the one right here on the corner?
Yeah, on Irving Boulevard. Nope. On Shady Grove and Beltline, right on the corner of the gas station.
Oh.
Yeah.
That one that has the weird driveway?
Yeah, the one that goes like...
Yeah.
And then like the Titan drop?
Yeah.
I barely got in. Like I didn't go over that, but I went in and then I just turned right there to park on the side of the... Because I couldn't get over that. There's no way.
Yeah.
There's actually no way I can get in there any direction. It's just like they're on a slope. It's weird.
Shoot, man. I can't believe that dude won that car in a raffle.
I didn't even get to look at it, to be honest.
I can't even get lucky.
I saw the wheels on it, though. Fat little...
Those are 20 by 11.
God.
So, in case anybody's wondering, you can fit a 20 by 11 on a Pontiac G8. You just got to call me first.
That's crazy.
Dude. What is the deal? What's the deal with Le Noisy Neighbors?
Oh, I don't know. It's just like gone for now.
We want some stuff. The people want the stuff.
Nobody wants it.
The people want the stickies. The people want the shirties.
If anybody wants anything, they can message me on Instagram. At Official Noisy Neighbors. If y'all don't know.
At Rio.png, because he's trying to kill his own business.
No, I ain't trying to do anything.
Well, you need to do something. Instead of just sitting around like a bump on a log. Could have helped me yesterday. But you wanted too much money.
Dude, the time Corey got home, I was like, yeah, that wasn't worth it.
It was totally... Well, he didn't have to stay that long. He was done a long time ago.
Wow.
But he just stayed.
Yeah.
And just kept helping.
Oh, okay.
But he was also moving slow as shit, too. So...
He's like, hey, you want to come up here and help me? I was like, help you with what? And he's like, Ben said that he was going to pay me the... I was like, oh, so Ben's hooking you up. And he's like, yeah, but do you want to help? And I was like, for what, though? What are you going to do for me? Like, honestly, I'm not just going to go over there and do it for free while you get paid. And he's like, I'll give you $20. I was like, nah, I'll stay here. And he's like, whatever, bye. I was like, yeah, dude, I'm not going to bust my butt all day while you're sitting here saying, dude, there's too much for me to do this. And you're only going to offer me $20. Like, money's money, but I'm not stupid either, though. Like, I'm not going to just... The way he came home and explained, he's like, dude.
It was a lot of work.
Exactly. So I was like, Corey, like, it just wasn't worth it for me at all. I don't care if $20 is $20. It just wasn't going to work for me. I mean, it was going to literally go right into my tank and it would be gone anyway. So, like, that wasn't going to be enough for anything. Because right now I'm in negative. Because out of nowhere, I just got an insufficient fund. I don't even know what happened. I just woke up. I checked my account and I was like, wow, okay, thanks. Perfect. You know, so it wouldn't have did any good at all. So, man. I was like, I might as well just not do it.
How do these fuckers charge NSF fees? Like, what do you...
Yeah, dude. I don't know what happens.
How are you going to charge me money for not having money? What do you...
It doesn't make any sense. Like, honestly, it said NSF charged $34. And I was like, but for what? Like, I don't understand.
Who
like,
do you have?
I have First Convenience. The one that's in Walmart and Kroger's.
Did you have $0 in your bank account?
No,
or just
I had like $30-something. That's what I'm saying, dude. And I was like, in this
do they
the
have like a minimum
time.
Or something that no, you have is, to have?
No, because I'm a platinum member. I've been there for over 10 years, so I don't have any minimum fees. You don't have to have like a dollar or $50. There's nothing. So that's what confuses me because I'm just like, checked my account and it said NSF charge 34 and then it had negative. And so I was like, dude, I didn't even do anything.
I'd be calling them, man.
Yeah.
Give him
and
a call.
And that was the second one.
Give him a call. You can get, you know that they can take that off, right? If you like just raise enough concern, they'll take it off.
Or there's just no NSF charges.
Yeah.
That would help out, dude.
Fun story. When I was like 16, I used to have Bank of America and I let my account go all the way to zero. literally just $0.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Bank of America started charging me NSF fees, and they every month they would charge me an NSF fee because it was all the way down to zero.
Right.
And like I wasn't spending any money, but they were just charging me NSF fees for having $0 in my bank account, which made no sense, right? So finally I was like, you know what? I just want to close this account because y'all are dicks.
Yeah.
They're like, well, you have to pay the NSF fees. I said, okay. So I called my mom, and my mom was like, yeah, I'll take care of it. So my mom is like on the phone with these people, and she's like talking to him, and she's like, y'all are charging him $35 every so often for having $0 in his bank account. Do you honestly expect somebody that has $0 in their bank account already to pay you another $35 or whatever it is? And it was like $1,000 at this point. And they were like, well, you know, we can take off this much. And she goes, you can take it all the way down to zero. And well, we can't do that. So they were like, you pay $300 instead of like $1,000 or whatever. And my mom was like, no, I'll just sue you. And they were like, what?
Oh, crap.
And so my mom was like, yeah, you're this is predatory. He's a minor, and you can't do this. So we're just going to sue you. And as soon as she said that, they were like, okay, we'll close the account, and just you don't have no to pay collection. Anything. Yeah. And it turns out they didn't close the account. They sent it to, like, collections, and they blacklisted me for, like, 5 years.
Oh, wow.
So I couldn't get a bank account for, like, 5 years on my own.
Their last jab.
Yeah. So I was like, fuck you, bitches. So that's then I ended up fighting crazy. It. I fought it a few years ago just to, like, get it out of my name and, like, get off me. And they were like, we won, but it was a pain in the butt, dude. But if you raise enough fuss, you can knock NSF fees off. Because they're not, they're surcharges. They're not like actual fees.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's stupid.
Yeah, I was just like, what the heck, dude? There was no bill due. There was nothing for you to lend me money. So, I don't know what the heck that was for.
They're just being dicks.
Like, I hit my insurance guy. I was like, hey, did my insurance get paid? Because the first time it happened, it made perfect sense. So I had like $40-something in my account, and my insurance was 77, right? So I was like, okay, I don't have enough. It passed the day it was due, and then I woke up the next day, insufficient charge for $34. I was like, okay, well, that makes like $70-something. So maybe they just paid it. They, you know, they boom and then took that money out. So I was a negative $14, right? So then I was like, all right. So that made sense. So I asked the guy, he's like, yeah, it said it's paid. I was like, all right, well, I guess that's what happened. But then a few days later, another $34 out of nowhere. I was like, they better not have like double charged it, because there's no bill due until the middle of this month.
Mm.
And so I'm just kind of lost. I don't know.
Call them.
Yeah. I think the thing with First Convenience is there's not like a, well, there is a number, but I'll just have to call. I'll have to get the number.
Google it.
It's just like random. Dude, that's just crazy. It's annoying.
Banks are crazy, man. The world is weird.
Yep. I would love to just have cash all the time instead, to be honest.
Start a business.
Stupid. Wait a minute.
Promote your business.
Yeah.
Do manual labor. That's what I do.
Yeah.
It's nice. Or, you know, do photo shoots. Like you used to.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Rio doesn't like me. Because I tell the truth.
No, that's not it. It's just that I don't want to respond, because what is logical to me doesn't make sense to you. So that's why I just don't say something.
Do you think that people think I'm mean?
No. Because if someone knows you, then they shouldn't assume you're mean. If someone doesn't know who you are, they're like, wow, what an a-hole. But I know who you are.
I really don't try to be mean. But sometimes I just gotta be an asshole.
Yeah, I don't take it in any way maybe years ago, but like not anymore. Because I used to be like, the heck, dude. But I started to understand who you were and what they meant when you would say things.
What who meant?
What the things would mean, what you mean.
Oh.
You're like, who the heck were you looking at? There's nobody around when I was telling you things. Are you sure? No.
Schizophrenic. Are you just like showing my text messages to other people or what?
Okay.
I'm too dead to do a podcast today.
I know. It's just like, I just don't have anything going right now to talk about either. Like, personally, I don't have anything going on.
Yeah.
I'm in a hole right now.
What kind of hole? A butthole?
I wish.
Yeet!
If anyone's got a butthole, no, I'm just kidding.
What kind of hole are you in?
I don't know.
We know financial now.
Well, that, obviously, but, I mean, that's common sense, but, because I don't have any income, but, I don't know, just a mental thing, but I don't think those are real excuses for people, but that's literally what's going on. I just don't want to do anything. Ever. I don't ever want to do anything.
Well,
I just want to be.
I don't want to do anything. Everything. I don't want to do anything either, but I have shit I have to pay for.
Yeah.
I was listening to the episode that dropped last week,
mm-hmm.
And Angel was asking, like, what you would do, like, what makes you happy and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I just want to not work. Just want to not work and make money. That'd be the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the easiest life ever. Just be a lottery winner.
Yeah.
Or a trust fund baby.
Right.
Oh, that'd be great.
It sure would.
But it's not the life I live now.
No.
Gotta work. Gotta make money. Gotta survive. Especially now. Freaking. It probably would have been easier if I would have like stayed in my parents' house.
Yeah.
Cause then I don't have to pay for anything.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm a stupid functioning member of society and I own a stupid home. But at least it has a sick fence.
Yeah. That boosted the value a lot.
Yeah.
At least 10, right?
I don't know.
Dang.
Probably. Maybe. It's nice back there now. Dude, yeah, I love my backyard cool. Now.
For real, though.
Just want
to
start a
fire. Might put some chairs back there.
Start a fire in the fire pit now.
Mm-hmm. Some s'mores.
Well, I got nothing left. My tank's empty. I'm burnt out.
I came with no tank, so I don't know.
I'm sunburnt. I'm a sunburnt fence.
Yeah. If y'all could hear this music.
Yeah. Oh, shit. All right. This is the end of the podcast.
Sorry, guys. When it's just me and Ben and we have nothing to talk about, it's pretty much over. But if we had two other people here, maybe we could have just started random conversations.
Yeah. We'll do better next time.
Yes, promise.
All right. See you in the podcast. Peace out.
All right, bye.
Bye. Do it.
Now I can hit this bong.
That was filled with dog shit.
Oh, shoot. We're still on? Now they know I smoke bongs.
Now they
just rip bowls.
Now they know you smoke dog poop.
All right, bye.
Bye.